News Talk 1620 WTAW. It just happens once a century, the numerical combination of 12, 12, 12, and it happens to be this Wednesday. And at 12 minutes after 12 noon on Wednesday on WTAW, as well as other radio stations in Texas, you'll be hearing the Aggie War Hymn to celebrate the 12th man spirit at Texas A&M. Had the opportunity to visit with Catherine Greenway, the Vice President of Communications with the Association of Former Students. This is a little something that has been going on since the first of the month leading up to the big day on Wednesday.
It's an exciting time for Texas A&M, and I think it's very special that as we celebrate 12-12-12, so many exciting things are happening for Texas A&M. It's always a great time to be an Aggie, but it's an especially great time right now.
Talk a little bit about the evolution of how this 12-12-12 event was generated.
Well, the event was initiated by the Texas A&M Marketing and Communications Group, and they reached out to the Association of Former Students, the 12th Man Foundation, and the Texas A&M Foundation. And I think it's turned into a great collaborative effort where we're really able to showcase our university, our former students, and so many of the things that make this institution special.
So where are we at on the list of activities?
Well, right now we're on day seven, and day seven is a very special day that honors our seven Medal of Honor recipients.
This is not just limited to 12-12-12 then?
Now, this is a campaign that actually started on December 1st, a social media campaign that has been highlighting unique things about our university, unique things about our former students, and about the reach and the impact that the university has on our world.
And then specifically on the 12th, let's talk about what's going to be done.
Well, on the 12th, one of the special activities that is happening at 12:12 p.m., radio stations across the state are going to play the Aggie War Hymn. And Aggies are asked that wherever they may be on 12-12, if they have their cell phone, if they have a CD player, or whatever they may have, they're asked to play the War Hymn at that time to have a uniting moment of us all singing the War Hymn together wherever we may be at that time.
I also noticed that on the A&M website, you can actually download an MP3 of the War Hymn if you need a copy.
Yes. Yes, they have done a great job on the A&M website of putting all the resources you need to participate in this event and also let people know where they can hear the War Hymn played, and it's on this very radio station.
Is there anything else I need to bring up to share with listeners?
I would just say that this is a great opportunity for the whole Aggie Network to come together, whether they're here locally or whether they're spread across the world, to unite in a special celebration of our university. Like I said, it's always good to be an Aggie, but man, it's great right now to be an Aggie. Lots of good things happening.
Thanks again to Catherine Greenway, the Vice President of Communications with the Association of Former Students at A&M. You can go to our website at WTAW.com to learn more about what's happening on Wednesday, 12-12-12. We also have on our website access to the Aggie War Hymn in case you will be elsewhere and away from the radio or your smartphone, which you can download radioaggieland.com and listen to the War Hymn that way if you'd like. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.